We continue our learning of the Mishnah and Had Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will address the prohibition of Avodah Zarah for which a person is Chayav Skila. Based on the Pasuk in Devarim Yud Zayin, it says if a person goes Vayelech Vayavod Elohim Acherim Vayishtachavu Lohem, so the Pasuk eventually says Kaltam Ba'avodim Vamesu. This says explicitly that Skila is the punishment. So the Mishnah here says like this: Ha'oved Avodah Zarah, person who worships Avodah Zarah for which is Chayav Skila. That would apply whether you do the particular avoda of that idol. Certain idols had a particular way that you would serve it, as we'll see later in the Mishnah. But there are certain universal methods in which all of avoda, every idol, is going to be worshipped. As the Mishnah says here, whether you bring a carbon, an offering, or slaughter an animal on behalf of the idol, you bring incense, you pour wine, as we have on our Mizbech as well, Havdil, and person also who pour Menasech includes pouring blood. Vechad Mishtachave, and one who bows. These four avodos, Zoveach, slaughtering, Mekater, incense, Menasech, pouring, whether it be wine or blood, and Mishtachave, and bowing is Chayav in Avodah Zarah, even if that's not the particular method, the Derech Avodah Sobekach, that's not the particular way you worship that Avodah Zarah, because those are universal methods of Avodah. It's important to keep in mind that when we say that skila is the punishment for Avodah Zarah, that's only if you're warned by two Edim, and that Azhara means that they warn you going to be Chayav Skila if she worships this idol, and the person says, I'm doing it anyway. But if there's no warning, so you're going to be Chayav Kares, similar to violating Meleches Shabbos. Then the Mishnah says, what else is included in the prohibition? Ve'echad ha-mekablo alav le'eloa. Person who says he accepts this idol upon himself as his God. Ve'ha'omer lo, or let's say he says to the idol as it stands in front of it, Eliata, you are my God. In all of these cases, a person is chayav skila, assuming that it was done b'mezid and he received the hasra. Kares if no hasra, and if done b'shogeg, he's chayav karban chatos. So these are all chiyuve skila, as we said. Either you worship the Avodah Zarah in its normal method, or you do one of the four universal methods, Zoveach, Mekater, Menasech, or Mishtachaveh, or a person who says, you are my God in front of the idol, or accepts it upon himself as his God. But now these are not included in the punishment of skila. Aval HaMagathif, person who hugs the idol, v'hamanashik, or kisses the idol, v'hamachabe, or sweeps in front of the idol, v'hamarabes, or pours water in order so that the dust doesn't go around, it doesn't get onto the idol, v'hamarchitz, or he washes, rinses the idol off, hasach, or smears it with oil, v'hamalbish, v'hamanil, or he puts clothing on the idol, or puts shoes on the idol, all of these, they may be avodos kavod, but they're not universal practices of worshipping an idol, of worship. And certainly it's not the avoda of this particular idol. So you're not going to be chayav skila, but nonetheless, over below taseh. You do violate a lo taseh under the category velosa of deim, the prohibition found in the Aseres HaDibros. Velosa of deim, that pasuk comes to include even avodos kavod, but since it's not an avoda gemura, you're not even going to get malchus for that. Hanoder b'shmo. Let's say a person takes a vow in the name of the Avodah Zarah, like he says, Kona malai kol peros shaba olam b'shem elil ploni. Let's say, in the name of this idol, I take upon myself that all fruit should be usher to me like a karban. That's a classic formulation of the neder. So he uses the name of the idol in his neder, or v'amakayim b'shmo. Let's say he takes an oath in the name of the idol, over below taseh. He violates a lo taseh. What lo taseh is this? This is from Shmos Chav Gimel, v'shem Elohim achirim lo sazkiru. You're not permission to mention the name of other gods. Hapor atzmo leval peor, zohi avodaso. Person who defecates in front of the Baal Peor, we read about Baal Peor in Sefer Bamidbar, so a person who does that, although this may be a disgraceful act, it's a maisi bizayon, nonetheless, zohi avodaso, that's the way they would worship it, and therefore he's going to be chayav skila. Same thing is true, hazorik evan lemarkalus. Marcalus was an idol, it was made with two stones on the bottom, one on top like a triangle. Zohi avodaso, that's the way they would worship it. They would, people would pass by as they're going on the road, and they had many of these matzevos of these idols, and people would throw throw stones in it, so at it. And that was, Zorik Eben HaMakalis was the manner in which people would worship, and therefore you go into B'chayiv Skila. Now the Gemara says, this: if a person, even a person does it as Derech Bizayon, meaning his Kavana is to disgrace the idol, or to throw the Eben to Markalis also in order to disgrace it, nonetheless, since this is the Avodah, he's going to B'chayiv. But in such a case, chayiv doesn't mean chayiv skila. If he does it levazo, so to disgrace it, he's only going to be chayiv a korban chatas. And some say no, that if he's warned and he does it anyway, he's going to be chayiv skila, even where his kavana is to disgrace it. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, we speak about Molech. The Torah says in Vayikra Perichoth, Ish mi bnei Yisrael asher umenager hagar b'Yisrael asher yitain mizaro la Molech. He gives of his child to this Molech, a ritual, most you must, im amar to remove oven. And he's going to be killed, and you remove oven means that the people, the basin, is going to give him skila. So here also, you see skila explicit for this Molech. Molech, questionable whether this is considered an idol or some other type of ritual for Chuchayiv skila. What would happen here? So this is a debate in the Gemara. According to some, a person, the father would take his child, give him to the priests who worship this Molech, who serve, and they would take the child. They would light this very big fire and bring the child through the fire. Maybe he's being jump over a pit that has fire in it. Maybe he's going through with the two fires on either side. Maybe the father takes the child through. So either way, according to many, the son is not burned. The idea is to bring him over. That's just the right of this of Molech. And others say no, indeed the child would be burned. Different opinions about that. And whether it's the father who brings him through the fire or the priest brings him through the fire. Either way, person is going to be chayiv skila for such a thing. And as the Mishnah says, v'hanosei mizaro la Molech, eino chayiv ad sheyimsor la Molech v'yavri bo'esh. Person is to be chayiv skila for this ritual. Person is going to be only chayiv skila if he gives the moser, sounds like giving to someone, giving them to the father, gives the child to the priest, and he is brought through the fire. Because this is the derech of the Avodas HaMolech. So maybe that means that he gives him to the priest brings him through the fire, or he gives him to the priest, and the priest giving him back to the father through the fire. Either way, we interpret it, that's going to be the chiv of skila. Where do we learn this from? It says, Umizaracha lo sitain lehaavir la molech. So lo sitain lehaavir, that sounds like that is, it's a nesina, it is lo sitain lehaavir, it's where I'm giving so that he will be passed through. And that's the idea. He give him to the priest so that they bring him through through the fire, and in that way they perform the ritual of this Molech. It also says in Devarim Yud Ches, which is in Parshas Shoftim, so this is discussed in Parshas in Parshas Acharemos, also in Parshas Shoftim, Lo yimatzei v'cha ma'avir b'no v'ito ba'esh. So in fact, in Parshas Acharemos, where we discuss Molech at great length, or in Parshas Kedoshim, so there you don't, there's no mention of fire. Yet, in Parsha Shoftim, it says, don't find yourself passing your child, son or daughter, through the fire. So we assume, that's the Molech, right? And therefore, must be that it includes fire, although in Parsha Sacharemos, it doesn't mention it. Then the Mishnah says, but Masar la Molech, v'lo hevri ba'esh, if you just gave him over to the priests of Molech and the child was not brought through the fire, or hevri ba'esh v'lo masar la Molech, or your child was brought through the fire, or you brought him through, but you never actually gave him over to the priest, eino chayov, you're not chayiv skila, ad sheyimsor, the father's not chayiv skila, ad sheyimsor la Molech, v'yavri ba'esh, as we says, you have to do both. Then the Mishnah says, Baal Ov, this is the one type of sorcery mentioned in Mishnah Dalid, Baal Ov, for which you chayiv skila, what's that? Zet Pisom. Pisom, this is someone who tells the future, it's a type of sorcery, type of mechashef, hamedaber mi shech yom. Person who speaks from his armpit. What does he do? He takes a skull of a dead body and puts it in his armpit or her armpit. We have Balasov. We know Shaul went to speak to the Balas from the Balasov to bring up Shmuel, and then it's able to speak from the armpit. That skull is able to speak the future. Some say it's a the Rambam writes Kesad hu Maisa Ov, says the Rambam. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Vav, what's this Maisa Ov? A person stands and he brings this particular incense that people knew about, and holds on to this piece of hadas, to a myrtle, and waves it. And he speaks quietly certain words that they were familiar with, as if to the point where the shoel, the person who asked from the balov, I want to know the future, I came to you for magic, from sorcery, and it sounds like that person is speaking to him. And he answers him of whatever he was request, a very, very low voice, and as if you can barely hear it, to the point where the person almost feels like no one's really speaking to him. He's hearing it through his thoughts in mind. That's one type of ov. Or a person who takes a gulgoles of a skull of a dead body, brings incense to it, uses it for divination, so that's the way we described it before, which is as if it's speaking, there's a voice coming from its armpit, very low, kol elu maisa ovhen. These are different, all considered included in the maisa ov. Then the Mishnah says the Yida Oni, the Torah also says, Demehem Bam, the Zechiriv Skila for Oven Yida Oni. The way the Torah says explicitly as well that you're going to be Grumoso Ba'aven, you're going to get Skila. Yida Oni Zehamedaber Befit. This is where he speaks with his mouth. And Mark explains what that means. Yidoni, this is a person who takes the bone of a yadua, which is a type of wild animal, some say it's a type of bird, and he puts it in his mouth. Vuhu midaber elav, and may elav. And it's able to speak the future through the sorcery. He's able to speak because this bone is in his mouth. Hare elu, this bottle of oven you don't eat, biskila. Anyone who does such a thing, this type of sorcery, chayv skila. As the pasuk says, vayikur chav, v'ish o'isha ki yebahem ov o'yidoni, moshi masu ba'evin yigermu d'mehem bam. So that's the person who performs this. What about the one who seeks out the future from the ov, bal yov, and yidoni? V'hanishal bahem, right, take a shoal as an example, person who comes to them for the future, Ba'azhara. He violates a lota, say a lav, based on the pasuk Vayikra Yutes, al tifnu el avos vel hayidonim. Don't turn to the avos and yodim for information. And some disagree and say, no, the azhara is not from that pasuk, but rather lo yimatse v'cha kosem kisamim v'shoel ov v'yidoni. One who asks or seeks out, that's the prohibition, that's the azhara, that's lota, say for one who seeks out the baal ov or yidoni. Now the Bar Tanura has this fascinating understanding of what this Yida Oni was, from which you took a bone and put it in your mouth and spoke the future. Yida Oni, says the Bar Tanura, Chayash Hashma Yadua. It's a wild animal and it's called the Yadua. That's where we get the name Yida Oni. Vitsuras, but also Yadua may mean also information that we get from it. Vitsuras, Kitsuras Adam Bipfanev Yadev Ragala. You know what this Chaya looks like? It looks like a human being. Its face, its hands, and its legs. Vimichu Beris. And it's attached by its navel to some type of rope which is attached to the ground. So it's partly attached to the ground like a plant and partly a creature. In fact, that's where it receives its sustenance, its nourishment is from the ground. And if you want to hunt it, you want to kill it, catch it, so you shoot arrows at that rope, literally, until it that rope, meaning the umbilical cord that it has that's attached to the ground, is cut, and it dies right away because it no longer has sustenance from the ground. That's what it's called. So this is his interpretation, and it's this Yadua from which we take a bone, and he speaks the future.